I did not go to film school, and I don't have any background in the film industry. It's about home and memories and nostalgia about childhood, loss of those kinds of things, and then a sense of wanting to reconcile my desire for a sense of order, which is so plain in the topography of a small town and is not so plain in metropolitan Atlanta.
From east to west, the land was made into counties and towns, an alliance of equal kingdoms, none claiming precedence over another. Deer Trail becomes Indian Trail, becomes County Road.
There are some major contrasts throughout the film as far as cinematography style and some alterations made to the images.
Well, I used to tell people, back to trying to describe what the film is to other people, I told them it was as if David Lynch had snuck into Ken Burns' editing room and taken all the outtakes from the Civil War and recut a new film, you know, using Ken Burns' shots. And I shot this on video. Some of these shots that you see, I painted those same fields with watercolors when I was 14.
So you were revisiting them with a camera.
There were images I knew.
The music in the film, it's not just a soundtrack at times. It takes center stage.
That's one thing about the film. It doesn't use your normal documentary mechanisms and language. It's a very delicate balance between what you see and what you hear. We made this film backwards, really, since I didn't know what I was doing and starting, you know, just starting from wanting to make a film. We did the music first, the sense of a mood I wanted, and my friend Chris Hoke sat in his basement with an organ and created these ambient soundscapes that you hear at the very beginning of the film that set the whole mood for everything, and to me is really the sound of the movie. I'm from a small town in middle Georgia, and so I grew up in a town much like the town that is sort of memorialized in parts of the film. And at a point, I moved to Atlanta. For Georgians, Atlanta is our big city. And people who aren't from Atlanta, there's just some sort of subcultural sense of this difference. If I were from a farm in northern Michigan and I went to work in Detroit, I think I would have the same kind of feelings.
There are no words to describe the city. No words to describe its weight against you. No words to describe the things witnessed there. There's no way to show it. No way to explain.
The entire film really is a spiritual work, and I, just like many others over the past year, have tried, I think unsuccessfully, to categorize the film or even explain it to other people, but that's not really the point, is it?
Exactly. It's something that's better felt than understood. It's not a linear progression. It's not a didactic unpacking of a certain subject. It doesn't have an authoritarian viewpoint about a certain subject, and it's something that you experience and you feel. It's a progression of feelings. I like there to be a degree of opacity and obliqueness in film, meaning I don't want to be told everything when I see a film. I like to be wondering, what am I seeing? What is this about? That gives me much more pleasure than films that lay things out for me. So I like that because that's my experience of life, you know. Mm-hmm.
Even though this movie is focused on Atlanta, Georgia, and the American South, I guess it could really be seen as what has happened all over the globe over time.
Well, I hope so. And that's why I did not name the city Atlanta in the film. It's just called the city. These feelings, these concerns are presumably universal, though, you know, I think of the film as my love letter to metropolitan Atlanta. In a backhanded sort of way. So the film is full of questions, and hopefully not many answers, because the answers are for the audience to find for themselves.